Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There are some environmental radicals who believe that we must implement whatever it takes to save us from a 12-year environmental catastrophe. The timeline for this catastrophe has been touted by the far left wing. No proof, none, as to whether or not in 12 years we're doomed. Some logical steps might be taken to reduce pollution, and the U.S. has helped reduce pollution in America by a significant amount, and we continue to forge ahead. But there are those voices that speak to getting rid of airplanes, cars, and more. And when it comes to cars, there are some voices that speak to reducing the number of cars on the road and forcing people to participate in some form of ride sharing. One form of ride sharing is the now ever-present HOV lane. HOV stands for High Occupancy Vehicle and means that two or more people are occupying a car when using such a designated lane. Failure to comply could result in a fine if spotted by law enforcement. The newly refurbished HOV lanes have been designated as such on a forever basis, that is 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony led the Las Vegas City Council in a unanimous resolution to ask authorities to scale back the HOV lanes to certain hours that were in effect before the refurbishment. Those parameters include two or more per car from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. This would allow for the left lane to be used by single drivers at all other hours. Now, that would theoretically mean a freer flow of traffic. Some people try to point out that if more lanes are available for general traffic use, there would be more lane changing and therefore more chances for collisions, a specious argument at best. The Southern Nevada Valley does not compare with the experience one would have while navigating the freeway system in Southern California, specifically in Los Angeles and Orange counties, where one could argue that at certain times of day and night, HOV lanes do help to relieve traffic congestion. There are times there during the day that even the HOV lanes are packed and backed up. The Southern California freeway system makes for a very crowded lifestyle, and people are forced to adapt. However, how many times have drivers in the 95 slowed due to heavy traffic and noticed that there are few to no cars on the HOV lanes? Now, the HOV lane concept has been added to the heavily traveled 15 corridor. The same people who promote HOV lanes to operate on a 24/7 basis are the same ones to promote a light rail operation on Maryland Parkway. How many people would use the Maryland Parkway light rail system is anyone's guess. But those who are promoting 24/7 HOV lanes and the Maryland Parkway light rail system are the ones who are hammering away to reduce the number of vehicles on our roads. Well, good luck. The great numbers of people who drive into the entertainment capital of the world won't be using a light rail system or Maryland Parkway. Those tourists who drive here may use public transportation or taxis or Uber or Lyft to get around once they've arrived. Increasing the RTC bus system on the Strip, as has been proposed, might be a less expensive and effective option for the Strip, but no one is going to benefit from 24/7 HOV lanes on the 15 and 95. In the evening and on weekends, the HOV lanes are nothing but an inconvenience, and Councilman Stavros Anthony and the rest of the City Council have it right. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free and rethink 24/7 HOV lanes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.